climbers wanted. Strategies for Hiring and Keeping Skilled Workers by Ben Culbreth. One of the toughest challenges for tree care companies is finding and retaining great employees. That task is even more difficult for highly skilled and hazardous positions like climbers. Those in charge of hiring are being creative and selective in who they bring on, with an eye on their future potential as climbers. They are also emphasizing employee retention efforts to ensure good people stay with their organizations longer. As these challenges grow, three tree care companies share how they are adapting their hiring practices, the unique strategies they have developed to attract skilled climbers, and the steps they are taking to retain their top talent. Hiring hasn't been easy. Cultural fit has become a critical attribute for arborist companies, especially as skilled climbers become more difficult to find. As a result, businesses often hire based on future potential rather than current skill sets. "When we're talking about hiring, we're not always hiring climbers," said Jamie Combrelli, Eastern Region Safety and Skills Trainer at Savatry. "Sometimes we hire people knowing they'll come up through the system and become a climber." Chad Nelson, Vice President of Tree Operations at Hughes Tree Service in Gretna, Nepper, takes a similar approach, spending time getting to know a potential hire's interests outside of work to gauge their career trajectory. "As a company, Hughes often identifies ground crew members who show potential and desire to become climbers. We don't get many experienced climbers in here," Nelson said. "We do a lot of training. Hiring managers said it is getting harder each year to find climbers, especially with fewer people showing interest in the jobs." For Valerie Bozer, Human Resources Director at Olmsted Tree, Shrub and Lawn Care, located in Westchester County, NY, "this often means taking a chance on entry-level employees and committing to training and investing in them long-term. Because of the challenges of finding tree climbers, you often have to hire an inexperienced worker," she said, "and you have to be committed to retraining them properly. Despite the difficulties, companies must remain selective about whom they bring on. Knowledgeable or not, tree care crews still need dependable team players that are able to take instruction and learn on the job." "We try to be selective," Nelson said. "We're not just going to hire anyone who comes through the door." What to look for when hiring a climber? For tree care hiring managers like Nelson, the first thing they consider when interviewing climber candidates is their approach to safety. The initial assessment starts with reviewing the candidate's resume, particularly how long they stayed with previous employers. "I'm looking for companies they've worked for in the past, their background," Nelson said. Another crucial component to the screening process is the climber's safety approach. Their philosophy and experience with job site safety influence how well they will fit in with the existing crew. "It's a safety culture," said Bozer. "You want climbers who practice safety. A climber is not going to work with another climber who is not safe." Hiring managers also look at certifications to determine if a climber is a good fit. Bozer values quality over quantity, paying close attention to the industry and the environments in which a climber has worked. "If you're looking for a strong climber, the ones coming from residential or commercial are much stronger than those coming from a utility company," she explained. A forestry-related degree or classes is an added bonus for Bozer. Meanwhile, Combrelli said that beyond safety, he looks for a candidate's willingness to learn and their mindset. "The first thing is always going to be teachability and attitude," he explained. Finding climbers. Each company uses different tactics to find the right people, especially climbers. Bozer said Olmsted uses various sources, including online job postings and networking. But the best method for finding talent is through word of mouth. For this, she often relies on her current staff of climbers to help vet potential hires. "Climbers know climbers," she said. "Networking and referrals are always the best route." Bozer also stresses the importance of ensuring job seekers understand the company's brand and presence in the tree care industry. She advocates for participating in events like Arbor Expo to raise awareness. Combrelli agrees that being present at industry events is crucial for finding good talent. "Our talent and acquisition team is out talking to people," he said. "Along with our speakers, We try to be present at every major event. Savitri also engages with local communities by hosting open house training events to educate the public and spark interest in their work. Testing a climber's skill. Some, like Amstead, have a trial climb to assess prospective employees' abilities. The best way to find out what a climber can do, and most people will do this, is they'll bring that climber in for a trial, Bozer said. She also asks specific questions about a climber's technique during the interview. Nelson similarly asks about the climbing systems they use and any rigging equipment they've worked with. At Hughes, climbers undergo a probationary hire period. Anybody I hire, we do have a 60-day probationary period, Nelson said. If they're a climber, that's their test climbing period. Well-maintained equipment matters. The quality and maintenance of equipment can influence a climber's decision to join a company. A company that provides high-quality gear and maintains it well signals a commitment to the safety of its crews. Equipment is important, Bozer said. Breakdowns take time out of the crew's day. Frayed ropes could break if they're in a tree. Nelson emphasized that Hughes prioritizes having new equipment, and his crews notice when other tree care companies don't meet those standards. To me, that's huge, Nelson said. It makes the guys feel safe knowing they're going up in the newest stuff. Combrelli added that Savitri issues new equipment on an employee's first day. Keeping good people. Once climbers are hired and trained, every company wants to keep them because replacing the investment and skill is difficult. Bozer said Amstead only hires 5 or 6 climbers each year. That's partly because there aren't a lot of very experienced climbers, she said. Everyone involved in hiring said safety is the most important thing to climbers, even before pay or any other perks. Money aside, safety is number one, Bozer said. It's always number one for a good climber. They will run from a place that's unsafe. According to Nelson, along with safety, Hughes focuses on investing resources into their staff. They spend time together outside the regular work schedule at off-site events and have a quarterly breakfast for everyone in the company. Hughes also sends several employees to conferences each year so they can learn and gain exposure to new techniques and strategies. In addition, Combrelli said career advancement and continued education are core components of Savitri's talent retention. I think the reason people stay at Savitri is our dedication to the people, he said. We want them to be able to thrive in an environment. He helps climbers and other employees identify the next steps in their careers, offering them opportunities to grow beyond their current roles. Combrelli also highlighted the importance of offering benefits like healthcare and retirement. Those things matter at the end of the day, he said. Finding great employees is still possible. Despite the challenges facing the tree care industry, finding and retaining great climbers is still achievable with the right strategies. Companies that succeed in hiring skilled climbers focus not just on immediate needs, but on long-term potential. They create a rigorous interview process that emphasizes safety, cultural fit, and the willingness to learn. By investing in training programs and retention strategies, businesses can build strong teams from within, turning entry-level hires into skilled professionals over time. In a competitive job market, the companies that go the extra mile by attending industry events, hosting training sessions, and maintaining a positive work environment are the ones that will attract and keep top talent. While the search for great climbers may not be easy, it is certainly possible with a thoughtful, proactive approach.